Mother's Day. It is a sentimental and a beautiful day. And it has been so special to hear these incredible testimonies concerning moms. I'm using one of my mom's Bibles. Dad gave this to mom on her 50th birthday. He and I went to Austin and went to a Bible bookstore, and he got a big old King James Version Bible to give mom on her 50th. I cherish these Bibles filled with things, flowers and bookmarks and papers. I know you are bound to think, what an easy day to be a pastor. You go to your file, you find a Mother's Day sermon from years past, you get a poem and a song, and it's kind of like Hallmark movie in the making. Not so. I've told you now for 5 years on Mother's Day that this is one of the most difficult Sundays of all the year. My pastor friends all tend to agree with me. Mother's Day is such emotion, huge and varied emotions on this day. Now for many, this is a good, happy day. I mean, you get to think about your mom. You go and pick that special card for your mom. You get your mom a gift. On days when it's not coronavirus season, you go to a restaurant. Mom doesn't cook. And you get to hug moms. And it's just a day of joy and happiness and reflection. But for others, this is a terrible day. It's a day of sadness, loneliness, emptiness, hurt, and guilt. If you're not a biological mom, you're almost made to feel like half a person. One of my friends, a single mom, said this: Mark, the best part of Mother's Day is when it's finally over, because I know it's a full year until I have to hurt like this again. So for the sake of one, do I ignore the other? Is there a way to do both? I think so. Let me read a text that I read almost every year. Exodus 20, verse 12, King James Version. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God shall give to thee. You recognize the passage as the Ten Commandments. Honor your father and mother. Those words, honor your father and mother, appear in Scripture 8 different times at 8 different places. Now remember the context, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5. You know them, love God, no other gods, no idols, not even one. Don't misuse God's name. Remember the Sabbath day, this day. Keep it holy. Don't kill. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't lie. And don't covet what your neighbor has. But if you're counting 1 to 10, right in the middle, number 5, a word for you and me, for all of us, it's almost as if God takes a breath. This commandment, it's not the word of one of the prophets, not a word of the apostle Peter or even Paul. It's not even one of these red letter words of Jesus. This is God's word given to Moses upon that mountain for all of us. Honor your father and mother that you may live long, says Deuteronomy, in order that it may go well with you. The Hebrew word honor literally means to make heavy. To honor is to give special weight to think much about. There is a unique seriousness around the word honor. I want you to hear me, church. I think it is fitting and good and right that we pause on this day to honor mothers. It's biblical to the very core. Regardless of the memory you may have of your mother or the reality or the unique experiences, we're called to honor. Remember Solomon's words? Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive. Beauty is vain. But a woman who loves and fears the Lord, she is to be praised. Honor her. I use the Apostle Paul's words in most every wedding, 1 Corinthians 13, but I think those words could also describe not only the church and all of us as believers, but moms. A mother's love is patient and kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. A mother's love is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. A mother's love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Listen, it always protects, it always trusts, it always hopes, it always perseveres. Her love never fails. Honor her. And then Jesus from Calvary's cross, hanging on the cross, one of those sayings, you know it, he looks and sees his mother at the foot of the cross, and he says, "Oh, mother, your son, behold my mother." Words of honor. But God's word, from Moses' hand, honor your mother. So I want to do that. Moms, there in your homes, we honor you. We honor all moms, all mothers, biological mothers, stepmothers, adoptive mothers, foster moms. We honor you. Some of you allowed your mom to be a mother to others. We honor those moms too. That soccer mom, that homeroom mom, that PTA mom, that choir mom and band mom and cheerleader mom, that mom on the street, in the community, that mom who you shared with your friends, we honor you, mom. What about those who aren't moms, but you were a mom? You may have been a dad, but you were a mom to your kids or to others. Maybe you were a mom who was also known as a teacher, or a coach, an aunt, a special friend who was more than that. You were mom. We honor you. So let me conclude the sermon with three thoughts this morning. Here's number one. If your mother is still living, I want to encourage you today. You may not be able to actually visit. There may still be social distancing in your life, or maybe they live a long way away. But I want you to call them. Don't text them. Call them. Or maybe write that letter. Those thoughts that you have of what that mother meant to you in her frailty, in her lacking, whatever. Write that letter. You'll never regret that. Write the letter. Send the letter. Do it today. Secondly, if your mother's no longer living, maybe she died just this year, or maybe several years ago, or maybe 25, 30 years ago, it doesn't really matter. I want you to relive some of those memories. All the memories aren't precious. They're not all perfect. They're not all good. Some of those memories are probably painful, but they're your memories. And I encourage you to claim those memories and don't deny those memories. Cling to them. Allow God to bring those memories more vivid than ever into your total being. Emotional? Yes. But God made us with emotion. So today, use some of that emotion as you reflect on mothers who've passed. And finally, to men and women who are hearing this sermon today, and you'll be glad when it's over. You're angry. You're hurt. Whether that mother is living or that mother is deceased, you despise this day. Maybe your mother was abusive or absent, harmful, hurtful, just hateful. Or perhaps as a mom, you're consumed with guilt. You weren't there. You didn't do enough. You messed up. Listen, I want you to give yourself a gift. A Mother's Day gift. 2020. Isn't it time to forgive? To forgive that mother. Forgiveness is so precious. To forgive that mother, or to forgive yourself. Or at least on this day, to begin a process of giving forgiveness to that mother, or giving forgiveness to yourself. Let God do that. And please hear me, that forgiveness does not mean forgetting. That's what makes forgiveness so powerful and so meaningful. You still remember, and yet you forgive. It's a great gift, a great Mother's Day gift to your mom or to yourself. Honor your mother and your father. It's a good day to do that. It's a biblical commandment. Let's do it today.